The pregnancy was easy, the delivery a breeze. This was the couple's first baby, and they were thrilled. But within 2 months, the bliss of new parenthood was shattered by postpartum depression. A sad, familiar story. But this one had a twist. The patient who came to me for treatment was not the mother, but her husband. A few weeks after the baby arrived, he had become anxious, sad, and withdrawn. He had trouble sleeping, even though his wife was the one up at night breastfeeding their new son. What scared her enough to bring him to my office was that he had become suicidal. Up to 80% of women experience minor sadness, the so-called baby blues, after giving birth, and about 10% plummet into severe postpartum depression. But it turns out that men can also have postpartum depression, and its effects can be every bit as disruptive, not just on the father, but on mother and child. A study based on 26,000 parents reported that 4% of fathers had depressive symptoms within 8 weeks of the birth of their children. But one thing is clear. It is something most people, including physicians, have never heard of. At first, my patient insisted that everything was just fine. He and his wife had been trying to conceive for more than a year. He was ecstatic at the prospect of fatherhood, and he did not acknowledge feeling depressed or suicidal. Suspicious of his rosy appraisal, I pushed a little. He had spent the 9 months of pregnancy in a state of excitement about being a father, without really registering what a life-transforming event it was going to be. The prospect of parenthood carries all kinds of insecurities. What kind of father will I be? Can I support my family? Is this the end of my freedom? As for my patient, he recovered within 2 months with the help of psychotherapy and an antidepressant. Afterward, he summed up the situation in just 10 words. And I thought only women got this kind of thing.